Classes resumed on the UW-Madison campus Wednesday, where a suicidal work release inmate called in phony reports about bombs and gunfire that police responded to in full force. Sergeant Ben Newman says UW police initially believed the suspect, Jesse Miller, was actually on the west side of campus. Now authorities believe otherwise.
All information that we have at this point indicates that he was never on campus. Just from the searches that were done of the area, the information that he provided to the investigating and initial officers on the scene has led investigators to come up with that conclusion.
Official alerts about the situation came in a series of campus emails. Student government member Jeffrey Wright got the first one shortly after 6 p.m.
Maybe just over an hour or so after the police were aware that something happened. So that's a pretty good response time, and we were informed throughout the night.
More students might be reached about campus safety incidents through text messaging, but Associated Students of Madison member Christy Penn says such telephone notification might not be feasible.
It's incredibly hard to budget financially just because it's how many text messages you send per year. And another thing that we want to consider when thinking about that is that we don't want to build a culture of fear. You know, every time your phone rings, is there, you know, a madman loose on campus?
Campus officials say they have considered text messaging, but are not currently prepared to implement it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.